walk past a slide, almost stepping on a boulder in a children's marble game. As I walked past the swing set, I heard two girls talking, slap bracelets, plastic purses, bows in their hair. The blue-eyed blonde said to the brown-eyed brunette, "If you dream that you die, you will." Those brown eyes exploded with fear. As I walked away, I stopped and leaned against the jungle gym. The memories bombarded me. Why did I have that dream? Why did I stop myself? Why didn't I die? It was 4 years ago. I was walking in a field where the brown weeds stood a foot tall, almost entirely covering the wretched, abandoned train tracks. The pollution gray sky occasionally hurled its anger at the ground, making rippling waves in the dead grass and straw. I never asked why I was there. Holding my denim jacket closed with one hand, I put my left hand in the coat pocket. I felt the cold steel in my hands and pulled the .22 caliber pistol out into the light. The polished silver-gray barrel reflected my fingerprints. I never asked why it was there. I stopped walking, switched off the safety, turned the gun toward my stomach, wrapped my finger around the trigger, pressed my eyes shut, and fired twice. But I opened my eyes and stared at the waving weeds as I felt the heat and the force radiate through me. As I stood there, I began to hunch over, and all of my senses slowed down. The weeds moved slowly, and as I started to walk, my steps became shorter, yet longer to take. Feeling dizzy, I couldn't even think. But I knew it should hurt, and I waited for the pain. But I just wasn't dying fast enough. So I tried to keep walking, but it felt like I was falling. And I turned the revolver to my stomach again and fired. I felt the jolt. I felt the force. I felt the heat. But it just wasn't working. I just wasn't dying. So I moved the gun to the side of my head. One shot rang out. My ears were ringing, slowly but violently. Why wasn't I dying? I shot at the temple again, and once more. Walking, slowly, now used to the heat and only feeling tired. Then a voice in my head told me to stop the dream, and I woke up. Beads of sweat dripped down from my temple. I tasted them to make sure it wasn't blood. I pushed myself away from the jungle gym as I watched the girls on the swing set. The brunette stared at the blonde in innocent amazement. Well, I just turned around and walked away, kicking the dead grass.